Hare Krishna. I'm here in Yuvrajadham, and my apologies for not having up-to-date podcasts last few days, but I got a very bad cold in Budapest, and then I also had some taxing engagements which didn't allow me to make the podcasts as I usually do, especially having to go early in the morning to unload the marble for Radha Shyam's deity room as it was arriving from Italy. Anyway, you'll see that on the adjoining little YouTube clips. But here we are in New Rajadam, Monday morning, and observing the day in which Srila Prabhupada set sail 49 years ago for America, for Boston, and thereafter New York, to be precise. This morning I asked devotees in the temple room how many of them had read Prabhupada Lilamrita. To the right of me, namely the men, practically I could say almost everyone. To the left, the ladies, hardly anyone. And which wasn't encouraging. Prabhupada is our life and soul, and knowing about Prabhupada is as important for us as knowing about Krishna. So it's imperative that devotees really read Prabhupada Lilamrita. Actually, there are so many, well, not biographies, but remembrances. Prabhupada Lilamrita is the only biography, but there are others of from different servants of Srila Prabhupada, of their experiences, which are also important. I singled out Lilamrita because it actually tells us Srila Prabhupada's whole life. And so I encourage devotees to read, especially the unabridged edition. Abridged edition is more for distribution. It's more for non-devotees or for people who are just coming to Krishna consciousness, to give them an appreciation that, no, we're not a sect, we're not some kind of cult. We have very ancient roots, and Srila Prabhupada is the one who transplanted those roots to the West. But you shouldn't think that we're a new religious movement, as the phrase was once coined. And therefore, for members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, this is such a historic event. Next year will be the 50th year, half a century, amazing. And it's a historical event, historical in many ways. It's historical for us, because otherwise we wouldn't be here. It's historical because it was the first time in at least recorded history that Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, left India to preach Krishna consciousness in the West. True, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent some disciples, but they weren't very successful in their effort. Srila Prabhupada was more than successful. Srila Prabhupada himself was amazed at what was happening, at what happened. It was beyond his expectations. So it was history for, you could say, in history of religions. It was history for us as devotees. It was really history for the world. If Srila Prabhupada did not come and give Krishna consciousness, did not spread the chanting of the holy name, which counteracts detrimental effects of Kali Yuga, who knows how many wars there would be, how many more people would have perished, how much more sinful activity would have been taking place. One can only guess at this point, but certainly it's a educated guess that the history, that the world itself would be in a much worse situation than it is now. And as Srila Prabhupada himself said, that in the future historians will record, will note how the Krishna consciousness movement saved the world in its darkest hour. Anyway, it's pretty dark nowadays. So what a wonderful thing. And it wasn't that Srila Prabhupada left with any great fanfare. He didn't have any followers. He had no disciples. He left alone. He didn't get on a 747. There were already 747s at that time. He just got on a ship. You could barely call it a ship, but more like a boat. It's not some kind of big ocean liner. Prabhupada had no money. He had 40 rupees. Nowadays, 40 rupees is nothing. So 50 years ago, 40 rupees was the same. It was practically speaking nothing. But Prabhupada had three trunks of Srimad Bhagavatam, first, second, third volume of the first canto. And he brought with him just a little suitcase in which he had dhotis and minimal clothing, the type of clothing that sannyasis wear in India. Warm India, where there's no snow, where there's no sub-zero weather. Prabhupada came like that, also with a bag of muesli, because Prabhupada wasn't quite sure he was going to be able to get any kind of, was going to be able to meet his vegetarian needs and diet, so maybe all he would be able to do is just eat dry muesli, and Prabhupada was willing to do that. And Srila Prabhupada set out. He had faith in the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who long by meaning when Srila Prabhupada was still a young man. How long ago? Here Prabhupada is 70 years old, 45 years ago. Earlier, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given him that order to preach in Western languages, which was, means English. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was leaving the world in 36, which was another 30 years earlier, that same instruction Srila Prabhupada received. And although Prabhupada didn't know really what was waiting for him, still he was faithful. He knew this is what my spiritual master had told me to do. So who knows what the outcome is? I should do it anyway. And the outcome didn't seem to look, from a logical point of view, like it was going to be very productive. One lone sannyasi, not even a relation, just the son of a distant acquaintance, sponsoring him some part of America, And from there, Prabhupada would just get on a bus and go all alone into New York City. It didn't really seem like something logical. It's certainly not the type of activity that any of the hearers' parents would advise them to do, or relatives. But Prabhupada did it. Prabhupada did it anyway, and we could see just what that result was. And Prabhupada had faith. He had faith in the holy name, although his godbrothers had gone before him to England and said, the Westerners are too fallen. They're incapable of taking up Brahminical lifestyle. They won't give up their sinful ways, drinking, meat eating, and so on. But Prabhupada, despite the fact that this was the report from a few years of full-time so-called preaching in London, Prabhupada had faith that the potency of the holy name is such that even the most fallen can become devotees of the Lord. And so we see how Prabhupada empowered and adorned with these qualities of determination and faith and humility, because after all, here he was, a learned Vaishnav scholar from an aristocratic family, and going on some a transport ship, some cargo ship, a cargo ship into an unknown land. Yes, it was a great act of humility, and that humility is what would continue to carry Srila Prabhupada on through the different adventures until Krishna sent him followers, until he sent him people who would actually dedicate their lives to his mission and help him fulfill his destiny. So that was a very historic event, a very wonderful event, certainly something that's worth for us to meditate on today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.